I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Bert Show.
I think it's so commonplace for us now that we don't even really embrace the miracle of technology that we deal with every single day. I mean, I'm a lot older than Abby, so I was around before cell phones were a thing, right? And before computers were as advanced as they are now. And the access we have that we take for granted every day, like what's in the palm of your hand, how we can stay connected and get information. It's really pretty much a miracle, right? And it's advancing. It's such an incredible rate. So when this one came out this morning, I thought, okay, here's the next evolution. But is this one safe? Because Amazon now is experimenting with drones that are going to drop off your prescription drugs right to your house.
We're excited to announce that customers who signed up for Prime Air are going to be able to get prescription medication delivered to their doorstep in under 60 minutes.
That means getting as close as possible to our customers, to our patients, as fast as possible. The second you understand that something might be happening with a patient, that they may be experiencing a medical condition, you want to get them the care they need as quickly as possible.
It really is unparalleled in the experience for getting prescription medication.
My peanut butter got delivered to my neighbor.
Right.
Are we sure my Lexapro is going to get delivered to me?
That's the thing right there. Like, if somebody knows, I mean, it's already hard to get Adderall in this country. They know you got a prescription for Adderall, and it's dropping out of the sky at noon on Wednesday. Guess where they're going to be.
Exactly. I'm not mad at it. That way CVS can stop sending me those text messages like, come pick up your drugs now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, with anything, there's going to be, like, hiccups, if you want to call it that.
For sure.
The people who need them drugs not getting them drugs.
All right, so she's been dating this guy for a couple of weeks now, but he's doing one thing that kind of makes her think, like, maybe I should just ditch this guy. Should she ditch her date?
I need some perspective on a dating situation that has me concerned, specifically because of things I've heard Bert say about weekends being prime real estate in the dating world. People often reserve Friday or Saturday nights for special dates. So here's the deal. I've been dating this guy for over 3 weeks now. We've gone out 5 times. We've never gone out once on a weekend night. Every time he's asked me out, it's been for a weekday evening. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that schedules can be busy and it's not always possible to meet on weekends. But when I mentioned my availability for a Saturday night, he said he was busy without offering an alternative.
Yeah, because he's hanging out with his family.
So here,
yeah. Or his girlfriend.
Or his wife. Friends.
Second side piece or third side piece. So many things.
So here are my questions for you all. How long do you think it typically takes in a new relationship before someone starts prioritizing weekend dates? Is there a standard time frame for this? Should I be concerned that we haven't had a weekend date yet after 3 weeks of dating? Does this signal something about his level of interest? I really like spending time with him and I don't want to put unnecessary pressure on the relationship. However, if he doesn't consider me worthy of prime real estate after 3 weeks, will he ever? Nicole.
So the next time he asks her out and it's a weekday, you're busy. you're only free Friday or Saturday and see how long that goes. And I think that's your telltale answer.
Well, let's see. Mo, does that rule still apply here? Like, the midweek date is not the valuable real estate. That's not Boardwalk or Park Place in the dating world. That's more like Baltic or Mediterranean.
No, I definitely think it does. I mean, this could go either way, because I've done this where if you got a busy schedule and you just work a lot during the week, sometime for a date with someone that's new that you're not exactly sure about yet, it's just easier to fill it in your schedule as you're already on the move throughout the week. And then when the weekend comes, sometimes you just really want to use that time to be with family, or you just want to relax. So you might wake up on a Saturday and you were looking forward to the date, but now you're like, I just really want to rest. So I did not plan weekend dates for maybe the first three. Once you start going on the fifth, sixth date, I feel like she has a reason to feel away.
Like, they're 3 weeks in now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, so when I was single, I was much more calculated than Mo is letting on here. It was all about time. Like, we had just met each other. That weekend real estate really is important for me to hang out with my dudes. And at that point, I was drinking a lot and hanging out a lot. So I'll make it even worse. This is the worst real estate ever, is your midweek lunch date. Is you're just kicking tires at that point. You're like, it's got a set time that you've got to be there and be out. It's an hour. Then you got to get back to work. You know, planning an hour. And for me, it was always, if this hour went well, then we got a weekend ahead of us.
Oh my gosh. Cassie, the same thing happens in the mommy world with play dates.
Really?
Yes. So, like, if I really like you and your kid, I'll give you a Saturday or Sunday.
Really?
But if, like, you know, we're just whatever, I'll give you a Wednesday or Thursday night.
Is that right? Really? Mm-hmm.
And you always have that out, too. Like, we can do lunch or a coffee. Like, there's always a set out in case it sucks and you can bounce.
But, yeah, because so, like, I'm hanging out. Like, Cassie and I have a play date this Sunday because I like her. I like her kids. And they get along really well with Jimmy. So, of course, she's going to get, like, prime weekend real estate.
Yep.
Huh. Yep. And it's a long one, too. It's like all morning and lunch. Yeah. Ooh.
I will say this about guys, though, right? And they're telling you everything that you need to know. If a guy is really excited about you, once that first date is over, if he's excited, he's going to want to lock down the second one quickly, I would think. And if that's the weekend, then that's the weekend.
I agree. And then, I mean, five dates in, you like the person. I would imagine.
Yes.
You're not just on a fifth date with somebody you kind of wishy-washy about. So the weekend thing should be over by this point.
Ditch your date.
Ditch.
Date, but only go on a date if it's on the weekend.
Yeah, you propose the weekend if he has something going on. And the fact that he's not telling you why after five dates.
Yeah, he's just busy.
That speaks volumes right there.
Absolutely, date. Men are just not that calculated.
You don't think so?
No, if there's one thing I've learned from dating unseasoned white boys, Saturdays are for the boys. And I think he just doesn't have an open slot.
All right. You gotta get some seasoning in your life immediately.
This is The Burt Show.